I'm Noah Bailey, and I'm a committee chairman under the Growing Leaders Committee. I have some chickens that I've started my own egg business with called Briarfield Chickens. We had originally had 6 chickens, but we've had some respiratory issues, and we've now just gotten 2. I sold the eggs at the farmer's market, and now I'm looking to get maybe some more chickens to renew my flock, add some new numbers in there.
So what breed do you focus on?
I focus on 2 breeds, Rhode Island Reds and Barred Rocks. They're just hardy breeds, good personalities. They're easy to work with.
So do you have any problem with them laying during the winter?
Oh, yes. They don't like to lay during the winter. They don't lay that much at all. Sunlight issues.
How much do you learn during the day? Like, what all classes and all of that good stuff are you involved in?
This year, I'm taking greenhouse class, which we do a bunch of stuff in there, learning about plants, insects that hurt the plants, stuff like that.
Has any of that helped you out?
Definitely. I've been learning what plants the chickens like and what insects maybe that the chickens would feed off of that maybe could hurt some plants. Like I could release them into a garden or something to eat those bad insects.
That's kind of cool though. I mean, when you learn those kind of things at that early of an age, I mean, you still got years of this, right? I mean, this isn't anything where he's done.
No, and one of the things that they get to do today in their greenhouse class is actually dissect what?
Chewing insects.
Yep.
I mean, it's not just all seeds, right? I mean,
It's not just plants. They're learning about bacteria and diseases that affect plants, pesticides and insecticides, and everything that they're going to need to know to feed and protect those plants.
Of course, I'm going to ask about legacy here in a minute, but you might know someone that knows a little about agriculture too, right?
Yes, ma'am. My grandfather was the advisor here at Caldwell County for several years. My aunt was a state officer and currently works at the National FFA organization. But going into FFA, my mom, she was not in FFA, and she told me I could if I want to, but she wasn't going to be mad at me. She's going to stick up for me with granddad if I didn't. But I went in there myself. I tried it out, and I really enjoy it now.
So FFA week, what do you want people to get out of this week?
In my upbringing, I stayed with my granddad a lot during the summer, and I've always been kind of raised around all these competitions, especially parliamentary procedure. There was always Robert's Rules of Order was always in the house, and I just wasn't sure if there was any competitions that I would like at FFA. But going into my freshman year, I still haven't found one I don't like, honestly. I did junior parley, which is conduct of meetings, and I served as president of that team, and we were the state reserve champions. And I just really love parliamentary procedure. Just think that people should take away from this week that they should just try something, and I still haven't found something I don't like, and I'm sure it's harder to find something you don't like than it is to find something that you do like.
Now, that's a compliment for you guys, Miss Megan.
Definitely a compliment coming from Gary Baker's grandson. The beauty about the students that sit in my classroom and Mr. Jennings' classroom is they are the exception of student. I have no doubt if I ever have to miss school for a reason that I have no doubt that they're going to be angels. And they are just perfect students. They are always happy. We are very fortunate to have the best students at Caldwell County High School in our classes.
That's a pretty big compliment. So we know the answer to some of it, but tell us, are you a legacy or a first time?
I'm a legacy. Like I said earlier, my grandfather served as the chapter advisor for numerous years. My aunt served as state reporter in the state of Kentucky and currently works at the National FFA organization in Indianapolis.
After high school, do you have any idea?
I want to go to UK and pursue engineering.